We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome to the Ho Ho Holy Hour.
I'm Amelia Sampson.
I'm Liz Ball.
It sounded so much worse when we did it in unison.
Yeah.
Whatever, we're committed. We're committed.
So we are doing just a... So we realize this is coming out on Christmas. So we're just doing a little mini episode, but we have a full episode recorded and ready to go for you next week. But we wanted to just have like a little baby Christmas sode for you.
Well, we're sitting,
a holiday sode.
We're sitting by a fire right now.
Yeah.
I just side-eyed in the camera.
Yeah. The fire is a ring light blaring in our eyes.
We are wearing flannel pajamas.
Mm-hmm. Drinking hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm. That's Christmas.
Yep.
That's Christmas. I also didn't realize because we recorded our last episode and then I was trying to tease this episode. I didn't realize that this episode was going to be this week because I didn't realize Christmas is this week.
Yeah, it's insane. Christmas is this week.
My brother comes home tomorrow. I'm so fucking excited.
Yay.
I know. But I had no idea Christmas was this week. But I think when anything falls on a weekend, I'm lost.
Yeah.
It's just us a wash.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't even know. I never know what day of the week it is.
No. It's... I think we can all agree that 2021 was
a fever dream.
It was a weird year. It was so long and short at the same time.
Yeah, it's so strange.
In a way that was different than 2020. It really sucked. There were some really great moments, but a lot of it really sucked.
2021?
Mm-hmm.
I guess this was the best year of my life.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of really cool stuff happened. I can't deny that. But in general, like in terms of how things are going with the world, a lot of stuff sucks.
See, this is the thing is like I've come to accept like the baseline for the world is so low.
That's
like we're going up American, from 2020.
It's so bad.
Compared to 2020, 2021 was, you know,
it's just
up,
things.
It was
are,
up.
Things are bleak. You know?
They really are. But we have a lot to be grateful for.
Yeah. And I think that this is a good like. Thing to be addressing, you know, in the holiday episode and the end of the year of just like, I told Amelia earlier today that I wanted us to like acknowledge that a lot of us are celebrating the holidays without loved ones this year. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a lot of like, and even experienced in myself, a lot of like loss and tragedy this year. And it's just hard. It's not going to be the same
mm-hmm.
without some of these people in our lives
yeah.
every single day. So if you're celebrating the holidays without someone or you're not able to see your family or friends because COVID is going around like crazy, if you didn't notice.
It's been wild.
The Omicron variant is it's considered like a super spreader essentially. Mm-hmm. But the good news is that it's less aggressive.
And that's how the Spanish flu ended. Fun fact.
Oh, okay. That is a fun fact, actually.
We're holding on to that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's spreading like crazy, and I think that... Are most people vaccinated? I don't know. A lot. Well, a lot of people are vaccinated.
I can't tell if the anti-vaxxers are just louder, and so it feels like there's not a lot of people that are vaccinated.
A ton of people are vaccinated. So,
and Liz and I just got boosted.
Yeah, just got boosted. Although a lot of the people I know who have gotten boosted have still gotten COVID. It just has not been nearly as bad.
Yeah.
So
it's just like the flu shot, you know, it's like it might catch it. What is it, like 40-70%? It catches. I think that those are the stats, that's a big range.
That is a very large range.
But I would rather be 40-70%. Like
you can either have an F or a C.
Right.
It's such a large range.
At least it's not definitely an F.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're holding on to.
So, I don't know. It's just, you know, everyone's getting COVID. And if you get COVID, I hope that, you know, you're being safe. And I'm sad if you're celebrating the holidays not how you intended. So a lot of people are celebrating the holidays not how they intended, which is like, you know, if people are sick, if we're missing loved ones, things like that. So yeah, we're thinking of you.
Yes, we are. We're always with you. Mm-hmm. You make us feel less alone in a lot of ways. So that's dope. And we hope that we can do the same for you.
Yeah. Hopefully if you are stuck not celebrating the holidays how you would have liked, at least we could be here to keep you company for just a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. So.
Amen.
And we wanted to read an email that we received last week that literally made both of us cry. I was sobbing. So the title of this, I want to put a trigger warning in front of this email. You might want to skip the next few minutes. So it starts, "Hi girls. I love you guys so much and love listening to the podcast. I had the vaginal air quotes story and wanted to share a little more about myself. This is a long one, so buckle up. I was with my high school boyfriend 3.5 years. Finally broke up with him my sophomore year of college. Did the typical exploring that comes with being a college student, of course. 1.5 years after breaking up with him, I met this guy at a bar. How all stories start, right? Well, he ended up changing everything. In the year we dated, he abused me mentally, physically, emotionally, and raped me. I was not allowed to hang out with friends unless he was there. I was not allowed to see my family. He was cheating on me. During the height of the trauma, he introduced me to cocaine. The only way to make him happy was to continue doing drugs, so I did. I did everything I could to make him happy. I was finishing nursing school as I suffered silently in an abusive relationship. Ultimately, I got away, graduated, and was okay. I started a nursing job. Low life was great. I was doing coke here and there when I drank, then doing it maybe every other week when I went out. No big deal. Then I became a COVID ICU nurse. I was watching people die left and right. I couldn't save anyone. So the drinking got heavier and every other week turned into almost once a week. I was lying to those I loved, hiding what I was doing. I, of course, got caught by my loved ones. I can proudly say that I'm just shy of 60 days sober, managed to survive Vegas sober, and have been dealing with the trauma of my past relationship for the first time and discussing the trauma of the ongoing pandemic as I continue taking care of COVID patients in their worst moments. The biggest turning point for me, listening to your podcast and hearing you guys go to counseling. It made me realize it was okay. Counseling was normal. Needing help does not make me weak. I'm sorry this was so long, and I hope it made sense, but ultimately, I'm wanting to say thank you for helping save my life. I love you both more than you can understand, and you have both helped me work towards being the woman I want to be." I'm going to start crying. thank you so much, and keep being badass women. Thank you so much, and keep being a badass woman.
I read this email, like, maybe 10 times when I first saw it and could not stop crying. Like,
it's insane to think of, like, us even having that level of impact, I think.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't want to speak for both Amelia and I, but I think both of us, like, think of this as, like, fun time on Liz's couch time.
Like, so true. Nope, I agree.
Like, we're not thinking, like, oh, people are going to listen to this and it might impact them in areas of their lives that we don't even know about.
Yeah, and it is, like, fun time on Liz's couch, but we also, both of us, like, it's so important to us and, like, it means so much to us. And, like, it's not easy all the time for us to put ourselves out there, but we do it because we because of this kind of thing. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
It's so easy to feel so alone in things that people aren't normally talking about. So like, knowing that us opening up about these things is helping anybody, even in like a corner of their life, makes everything, all of the work and all of like the transparency and everything, so worth it.
Yeah.
Which sounds cliche, but it's true. Like, there are so many moments that I'm like, and not really anymore, but in the beginning I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah, we did have a lot of moments at the beginning where we were like, oh god, we're sharing like so many intimate details. Now I can't imagine doing anything.
Yeah, true. I'm like, fuck it. Like, here's everything.
Talk about sex.
Like, queefed yesterday. Let's talk about that. No, but really, like, it's, I think that knowing that it's had any sort of positive impact on anybody has made all of it. I don't think twice about it now.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm just so happy to know.
We're so proud of you and your sobriety and how far you've come.
The amount of strength.
And sharing your story with us. Like, knowing that we might share it too.
Mm-hmm.
Because she did follow up and say, like, please feel free to share this, because she wants to encourage getting help and seeking sobriety and
mm-hmm.
getting counseling and therapy. So we are really thankful that, like, you all write into us and share this level of, like, intimacy with us in detail.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you so much for writing in. Like, there aren't enough words to say how much reading that meant to us.
Mm-hmm.
So just thank you.
Yeah, I was curled up on this exact couch mm-hmm. under a blanket, just like crying. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my god,
it really means a lot to us.
A heavy thing to process.
It really is,
and it's so meaningful. Mm-hmm. So again, thank you, and we are so proud of you. So.
Yeah,
that felt like a good way for us to celebrate with everyone.
Yeah, I love that.
Even though it's not necessarily like bright and cheery and happy. It still is. It's happy in its own way.
It is. I agree.
And we can't just like pretend everything this year has been amazing. It's been a long year of growing, I think.
I think that's why it's been one of my favorite years.
Yeah.
Like, even though there's been like awful shit going on, there's been so much growth this year. That's dope.
What's been, since this is going to be our last kind of episode, not of the year, I guess we have one more coming out, but just thinking, like reflecting on the year, what's been like a highlight for you? Because literally so much has happened.
Yeah. It's been a really busy year.
I'm trying to think. Even back to last January, I'm like, I don't even know.
No,
I can't even remember that time in my life.
There's been so much stuff. I think like it's kind of like an abstract answer, but like getting to a point where I feel like I could make a career of the things that I like. Like,
I think that's a huge. That's really huge.
I've never felt like that before.
And that's something that was accomplished over time. It's not like, you know, you had one day where you're like, this is the best day.
Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly. That's been a culmination of, and 2020 was fucking ass. And like, I was putting mm-hmm. in so much work to like get to a point where I could be happy with myself.
We started this podcast in 2020.
Yeah.
Think of how much has changed from episode one. We were talking about this recently because we had brought up Reese, enemy number one of the pod.
Reese.
And so I was like, I want to listen to Reese's origin story. So I listened back to episode one and I was just like, I was mostly appalled at the audio because I was like, this is so bad. We wouldn't stop like banging the table. We only had one microphone.
Yeah, we were sharing the one Yeti mic. Oh, God. Yeah.
It was rough. And just like, I think the way that we talk now is very different.
Yeah.
We've grown.
Yeah.
But I also think that everyone could probably relate to something like that. Like,
totally.
Everyone has grown dramatically in the last year and a half, mm-hmm. 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a wild fucking 2 years, it everyone.
Really, really has.
If you haven't changed by the end of 2021, I don't believe you.
No, me neither. I was about to say, there's no way.
No possible way.
We've just been forced to just like
everyone's changed in some way.
Yeah, it's interesting to look back and see how different things are. And like, we're also a lot closer now.
Yeah.
So how we interact is different.
That's so true.
So that was an interesting dynamic to hear.
Yeah. We are a lot closer.
Yeah. The first episode, I remember.
Now I can't imagine. Like, I forget that I didn't go to college with you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've just known you for so long.
It's only been 3 years.
I don't like that.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
It feels way longer. I know. We're in the same soul pod.
My hands are very clammy.
No, they're actually not.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. We are in the same soul pod.
Yeah. I was thinking about that last night. I was thinking about, so our psychiatrist calls things soul pods, like someone who you just feel like you've known for a long time, who like it's apparent they belong in your life. They're mm-hmm. part of your soul pod.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, like, I wonder if people who are like karmic soulmates, like there to teach you a lesson,
yeah,
if they're part of your soul pod.
They must be.
So
they must be, because I think when, like, you know, sometimes you're like, oh my god, I felt so drawn and connected to him, but like it didn't work, so I must have been wrong. It's no, I think that those are like, those are
some kind of like
some kind of karmic connection soulmate. There's a difference between like being like infatuated by somebody and then like feeling like an actual connection to them, you know. I don't know, everything's a lesson or a blessing. I really should have an air horn for that. But what was your favorite part of the year?
I don't know. Like, Mr. Liz has been like a really amazing part of my year. Yours is so much cooler, but like I have to acknowledge that mine is different, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think that obviously, like, my career changed. A lot of huge stuff has happened. Holy mm-hmm. shit. The more that I'm thinking about it, like, I got a new job. Our podcast is doing really well. I'm trying to be humble, but our podcast is doing really well, guys.
Yeah. There's exciting shit happening over here.
And that's like insane. But part of me was like, I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And then I had that skin cancer scare. Mm-hmm. That was a big deal. The way I am functioning in this relationship and like the way I love Mr. Liz is different than anything I've ever experienced. Mm-hmm. I went down to therapy 2 times a month instead of every week.
Mm-hmm. It's a big win.
I finally found like medication that works for me. These are all really big celebrations. I bought a car. It's my first adult purchase of my life.
It's huge.
Yeah, I figured out like alone, all by myself.
Exciting things get like, what is exciting is so different when we get older. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much shit that I'm excited about this year that like last like 10 years ago I would have been like, who the fuck cares?
I just feel so good.
Yeah,
I feel so good in like who I have become. Mm-hmm. Good. And the people I've surrounded myself with.
Yeah,
like I just like, I have my people.
Yeah, you have your little like soul pod, human soul pod.
Yeah.
What, human soul
pod? Like, I'm just so happy with like having you and my cat and Mr. Liz just in my like everyday life.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's interesting, as you get older, you're more intentional about who you keep around. Mm-hmm. I remember learning that. I've probably said this before, but I remember learning that in one of my lifetime psych classes. As mm-hmm. you get older, you're better at just removing people that you don't want in your life from your life.
And the things that bother me don't bother me the same way anymore. Like the things that used to bother me, like I feel like we used to get into a lot of Twitter arguments, and you and I have like stopped doing that as much.
Yeah, well, it's moved to Instagram comments for me. And it's also before I was jumping on all your fights, and now I feel that's like I'm true. Like primed and fucking ready to go, so I'm fighting my own fights now.
I've trained you well.
Oh, that was like my Rocky Balboa moment.
Yeah.
I've gotten to the top of the stairs.
It was training with me.
Yeah.
Because I used to let you know. I used to be like, girl.
Tap in.
I'm being bullied.
Yeah, now I mean, no, I would get so much hate on my Instagram.
I would be having so much fun. And then I'd be like, you know who will enjoy this? Amelia.
Oh, and I did. Whenever you would message
We'd
me.
We'd have so much fun.
Oh, yeah, so much fun. So much fun. My Instagram is a really dark place right now. And I always talk about, I'm always, whenever I'm with, like, if I'm with Squints or I'm with my parents, I'm out loud. I'm like, I need to tap Liz in.
Oh, yeah,
it just gets
should.
Exhausting. Yeah. But I don't want to, you know, like, I'm like, sometimes I don't want to give these people, like, that's what they want.
Yeah.
But then sometimes they just say some really stupid fucking shit. Anyway, the stuff, as you're saying, the stuff that used to bother you. And the stuff that used to bother me, it doesn't bother us anymore. And that's pretty cool. That's part of growth. I don't know. It's been a big year of growing.
It has. It has been. I think that's like probably, like I said this, I think everyone can relate to that. It has been a really big year of growth. Mm-hmm. A lot has changed. Whether or not it's like you can actually see how much has changed, you can feel it.
Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
I have more plants too. So
you do have more plants.
I've grown and so have they.
Wow. Your plants are a metaphor. Can I shift gears?
Absolutely.
You're going to hate this.
I love that I'm going to hate it.
Was looking up pickup lines.
Okay.
And I want you.
Uh-huh.
This has nothing to do with Christmas, but I think it's fun.
Okay.
I want you to rate on a scale of you. I'm going to read you 10.
Okay.
And you have to assign numbers of from 1 to 10, 1 being the least effective, 10 being the most effective, to each of these pickup lines, and you can only use the number once.
Okay.
So you have to be really intentional about like what you're giving a 10 to, and okay. You don't know what's about to come.
Okay. I like this. I love this a lot. Okay. I really like this game.
All right.
I like it. I think I like it because my opinion matters. It makes me feel important.
Hell yeah. You are the scale.
Thank you.
Yes.
I am a Libra, so I am the scale.
I'm going to read you the first two so that you kind of like get warmed up.
Okay, okay.
And then you can assign number to the first two. From there, okay. It's off to the races.
All right.
Hey, my name's Microsoft. Can I crash at your place tonight?
Zing.
So that's one.
Okay.
The second one. There is something wrong with my cell phone. It doesn't have your number in it.
Ay. Okay, so one's the worst and...
10's the best.
Okay, so I'm going to rank number two as number two.
Okay.
Number one is number three.
All right. I'm writing these numbers down so you don't repeat numbers. Okay.
Okay.
So number two was number two. Number one was number three. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. You know, I would have rated Microsoft higher up.
Oh.
But I hate it. But if somebody walked up to me and said that, I'd be like, I'll suck your dick. Let's go to the bathroom.
That's a dick sucking line for you?
That's a dick sucking line for me. But depends on if I'm drinking tequila, that's a dick sucking line for me.
I also
me.
Don't know what's about to come, so.
That's true. Well.
Eh?
That's what she said.
You know who's not about to come. Me. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Aside from being sexy, what do you do for a living?
I love being complimented.
Uh-huh.
So I'll give that a 4.
Nice. For some reason, I knew you were going to say 4 for that. All right. If you were a Transformer, you'd be Optimus Fine.
8.
Wow.
That one's corny. I like it.
I'm going to read you one that's not on this list. That's just
popping. Is it in my head. Amelia original? Okay.
No. But I wish it was.
Oh, okay.
But don't let that sway your vote.
Okay, okay.
Hey, girl. Do they call you the farmer? Because you're really good at raising cock.
Hey! Do you want me to rank that one?
Please.
I'd give it a 7.
No.
Well, because is it on the list?
It's not on the list.
Oh, okay. It's not on the list. I'd give it a 7.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
means that you have to give something a 6.5, but there's no 6.
Can I give you a pickup line?
Please. Real quick? Yeah.
Damn, girl, you shit with that ass.
10. Easily, that's 10.
The first time I heard that, I thought it was the funniest thing. Damn, girl, you shit with that ass. I am ass shaman.
So fucking funny. You are the ass
first
shaman.
First one with an ass so flat. I do love butt stuff. I love the brand of butt stuff. I still have never done anything other than use a butt plug.
That's, you know, that's more than the other half of this podcast. So.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're the ass shaman. Okay. I'm no photographer, but I can picture us together.
5.
Okay. All right. I'm going to remind you what numbers you haven't used because now we're 6 in.
I haven't used 1.
You haven't used 1.
6.
You haven't used 6.
7.
No, you've used 7.
On yours?
Oh, yeah. You gave it 7.5.
10.
And 10. Okay. Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 1, 6, 9, 7, 10.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. All right. Baby, if you were words on a page, you'd be fine print.
I like that one. Nine.
Nice. Okay, solid. All right. I'm learning about important dates in history. Want to be one of them?
I'm running out of numbers.
Yeah. You haven't used 1, 6, 7, or 10.
I will give that a 6.
Okay. Wow. It's going to be interesting to see what. Yeah. Wow. You're really like, boxing in.
I know. I'm numbering.
1, 7, and 10.
Yeah.
I was blinded by your beauty. I'm going to need your name and phone number for insurance purposes.
I kind of like that one a lot.
You don't know what's coming. You might as well give that a 10.
I know. That's what I'm thinking. Wait, read it again.
I was blinded by your beauty. I'm going to need your name and phone number for insurance purposes.
I'll give that a 7. So whatever, I have 2 left.
You have 2 left. Should I read both of them so you can know which one you're giving a 1 and a 10? Okay, that's good, actually.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to make sure these are equally bad. Okay.
Are you looking at a huge list and just choosing randomly?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, I like that.
All right. I'm going to give you 3.
Okay.
You can eliminate 1.
Okay.
Give 1, 1, and 1, 10.
Okay, that's this equivalent of Mary Fuck Kill.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Something's wrong with my eyes because I can't take them off of you. Okay, the next one. Is this the Hogwarts Express? Because it feels like you and I are headed somewhere magical. And are you a bank loan? Because you got my interest.
What was the first one again?
Something's wrong with my eyes because I can't take them off of you.
I'm going to get rid of that one.
All right. Too okay. Basic. So you got too Hogwarts basic. And bank interest. Loan interest.
I think I'm going to give that one a 10 just because I have had to go through all of this loan shit recently. So I'll give that one a 10 because I really relate to the APR interest thing.
Okay.
And then the Hogwarts one gets a 1 because people like Harry Potter adults, no offense. If you are one and you're listening, I just.
Oh no. We're about to lose half of our listeners.
No, no. I do really enjoy Harry Potter movies, but I hate J.K. Rowling.
Real.
We all probably do. She gave us this magical thing and then ruined it by being such an insufferable human.
If she would have just not.
Yeah, if she just didn't.
Just like, don't have a Twitter, J.K. Rowling. You could have just been.
Just like, find a better hill to die on.
Or like, read. You write books. Just like, fucking educate yourself.
Do something. Close-minded
fucking bigot.
Anyways. There's just, and it might be because I just like have like dated people who were Harry Potter adults and I don't know.
Is that it?
I think that's it.
Should we sing like a carol?
A Christmas carol?
Yeah.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave me. Can we talk about how that is 23 birds? 23 birds are those gifts. That's so many birds.
That's too. One bird is too many birds to be gifted.
I don't want any birds. I want one bird and it's a crow. I want a crow. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a crow.
Wow. And that's the end of the song.
Yeah. A crow outside of my window.
Aw. It brings you shiny things he finds in the park.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think I might have mentioned this. I keep almonds in my purse to give to crows.
Have you made friends with crows yet?
No, I'm trying. It takes a lot of time, and I don't have a lot of time.
I've been trying to feed crows rice. Actually, crows have started eating at my bird feeder, which is very exciting. But they're so heavy and it's a really cheap bird feeder that it's kind of ruining it for everybody. So we need to have a little conversation about that. Mm-hmm. But I'm working my way toward being friends with them. It would be so dope to just be like a
to have a crow to be like a crow. I just want my arms a witch to be
lined yeah. with them.
Yeah. And be their friend. They love eggs.
Oh.
Yeah, so they like eggs and they like nuts.
It's a little morbid, Liz. You're feeding them another chicken's eggs or another bird's eggs.
I don't give them eggs. I just read that they love like scrambled eggs.
People are fucked. They're like, here, this is your ancestor's scrambled embryo.
I don't know. Crows like eggs.
Maybe they know it. Maybe they know that they're like, oh, yes, the blood of our enemies.
I guess like the equivalent would be like if we ate a monkey.
I don't like that at all.
No, I don't like that either. But you and I also don't really like to eat
meat. It's true.
I minimize my meat intake.
Wow, the idea of crows.
Unless it's dick. Just kidding.
Dope dick. All right, this is dissolving. We just recorded a full episode before this.
Yeah, we recorded a full episode in advance because of the holidays.
And we went into it tired.
We're so losing it. I never drink red wine, and I'm almost done with like a very large glass.
I drink two shots of whiskey and feel nothing.
My mouth is just very dry.
Oh, no. All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah if you celebrated Hanukkah.
Yeah. Have great holidays, whatever you do or don't celebrate. I hope you get some time off of work and you are able to do whatever feels right for you, you know?
Amen.
Whatever self-care means to you. If that means doom scrolling or laying under a blanket. I'm just saying the things I like to do.
That's great.
Laying under a blanket on your couch, giving your pet a lot of little kisses on their cute little face.
Go for a self-care. Walk around the neighborhood. It's good for you.
Mm-hmm. Even just unfortunately, for going outside is good for you.
I fucking hate it. My therapist keeps reminding me that. I'm like, I'm not paying you to ruin my day.
I worked out for the first time yesterday and like a week or two.
Wow. I haven't worked out in so fucking long. I need to start doing that shit
you
again.
You can come with me.
I'm not going
to
do it.
Aaron wants you to come.
I know, but I just, you know, I just can't.
Well, you know what? If anyone's listening and you live in Seattle, come to Tribe Fitness in Capitol Hill.
Tell them Liz sent you.
Yeah. Tell them Liz sent you.
You got a friend in the gym business.
Yeah. I love it there. And you can come work out with me because I need a workout friend. Okay. No one wants to come with me.
Sure. Shouldn't going to be me.
Yeah. It's not going to be
Amelia. If Mr. Liz couldn't go through it.
No. Well, Mr. Liz likes to do his own thing. He's an Aquarius. He doesn't want to be told what to do.
I'm an Aquarius.
It's not the same.
Anything?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Don't do that. No, it's gonna come up in the audio. Stop it.
What? What is he? He is cracked out.
He's just being obnoxious.
Okay, go on.
What was I gonna say?
Mr. Liz doing his own thing.
Oh. We were out at a bar with some of his friends and he was telling everyone that I took him to one of my workout classes and he hated it and he almost died. And then his friend was like, there comes a moment in every man's life, Liz, where they have to go meet their girlfriend's workout trainer and look him in the eye and show him who's boss or something like that. And I was like, I was laughing so hard. And I was like, is that true, Mr. Liz? And then he was like, well, kind of.
Oh, my God. So
it's just like, damn. It was just like, all right, gym dad, this is my boyfriend.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Right.
I felt like I was
shake hands like real men.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, are you proud of me? This is my boyfriend. He kind of is my gym dad.
Oh, wow. He's young, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's like my age. Maybe he's like I'm trying to think of what he's the equivalent to. He's not a gym boyfriend. I feel like maybe he's like a gym brother, like an older brother. Oh, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of the dynamic we have. Like he picks on me and makes, because I go to all his classes. He's seen my strength improve, so he makes my life harder. So, like, the other day, I was, like, doing split squats, and then he was like, will you hold this for me? And gave me, like, a bell, like, a kettlebell weight. And I was like, ugh! He knows I can do it, but I resent him.
Is he single?
I think so.
Nice. Would I like him?
Yeah.
I'm in the fucking market. Well, then I'm sure as shit not going to work out in front of him, Liz. What the fuck do you think this is?
I think that's why you haven't met yet, is because I think that you would like him.
Oh.
So.
Well, let's get a drink.
He knows you by name.
Calorie intake instead of calorie output, you know?
Yeah.
Nice. If you're listening.
You could try one. He said, I said you wouldn't come with me, and he said that I should bring you to the stretch class that he does.
But he does a stretch class?
Yeah, but it's on Tuesday mornings.
Nope.
Yeah, I was like, if it's in the morning, I don't think she'll come. Mm-mm. And then he's like, when will she be here? And I was like, maybe never. So
it's just going to, we're both going to be surprised by it, dude. We're, that's going to.
If you, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know when you're going to come or if you will. But
you know, I like hanging out.
Mr. Liz will probably come annually. It'll be his birthday gift to me. He's coming to my workout class.
Sweet baby Jesus.
I've just been going there for 2 years now. I can't imagine going anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, it's when you find a good place to go, you have to stay. I just haven't found that.
I like to be in pain, and that's why I go there. Because that's how I know it worked.
That's true. It is a good feeling being in pain after a workout.
Like the muscle pain. Like, you're just sore.
Yeah.
So.
I think that's a good.
We have to go because Grandpa is like chasing a ghost or something. He's losing his shit.
I've never seen him like this.
Gatsby's perked up. He's like, what the fuck are you doing over there?
What's wrong with my brother, Mom?
He's like, can you tell him to shut up? I'm trying to nap on my chair.
He's so cute. Look at his ears. He's trying to figure it out. Like,
hi, Gatsby. Anyways, bye. We love you.
Bye. We love you.
Our children.
That's what we call an encore. Oh sorry.
That was good.
Thank you. That felt a little barbershop quartet-y.